This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Nate Kellum. He's the senior counsel for the Alliance Defense Fund. The group is very active in defending religious liberty around the country. And one of the cases that they're looking at right now, actually, the major event in question took place on the very steps of the Supreme Court. A group which was praying silently or praying in a soft conversational tone was told they couldn't do so by security there on the steps of the court. And Nate, thanks very much for being with us.
Greg, it's my pleasure.
Well, I laid out the facts there very briefly. Fill in some of the details, if you can. What exactly happened in this story?
Mrs. Rigo, Maureen Rigo, she's a teacher from Wickenburg Christian Academy, Greg. And as you mentioned, she went to Washington, D.C. For an educational tour with her kids. And as you can imagine, it's a great teaching tool because she talks about our constitutional freedoms. And so she wants to be able to use the science of D.C. in bringing those things to life. And, of course, the tour would be incomplete without going to the Supreme Court building. So she takes her kids to the Supreme Court building, and they walk up the steps, take a few pictures. They walk back down the steps to the Oval Plaza area. And right there they stand in a circle, and she talks about the constitutional freedoms that we all enjoy as American citizens, including our free exercise of religion. And then right after discussing that, she said, let's pause and pray, and let's lift up the Supreme Court. Let's lift up the Supreme Court justices in prayer. And so they bow their heads, and they begin praying. And it's at that moment that a Supreme Court police officer steps in, stops the prayer, and tells them that they cannot pray there because they are violating a federal statute.
Was there any specificity as to what statute they were supposedly violating?
Later on, Mrs. Rigo, she was concerned about that. She was it was very distressing for her. It was distressing for her students. They, in fact, one student later asked, well, wait a minute, Mrs. Rigo, is it freedom of religion or freedom from religion? And so she thought it was very important to follow up on this and find out why were they stopped? Why could they not pray in this very public area? So she follows up with the Supreme Court police, and she talks to a sergeant there, Sergeant Banizak, and asks him this very question. And what she is told is that there is a federal statute, 40 U.S.C. Section 6135, that precludes assemblies of three or more people so as to draw attention to yourselves. It seems to be a statute, Greg, that's more geared toward protest or demonstration. And yet, as interpreted and as applied by the Supreme Court police, they disallow prayer in the when it's in conjunction with bowing your head.
And so that's the key factor here, because I remember covering the Bush v. Gore case, and there were large groups of people on both sides of that story gathered together, which would be considered an assembly. You obviously have the dueling marches on the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision that end up at the Supreme Court. So is the prayer the decisive factor here?
That's exactly right, that they are singling out prayer for censorship, because what happened here is there was a Supreme Court police officer there the whole time. And so he saw them when they were standing in a circle. He observed when Mrs. Rigo was giving a lecture to her students. That was fine. That was okay under the law there. But when they started bowing their heads, when they started closing their eyes, when they started clasping their hands, that's when the Supreme Court police decided to step in.
And, Nate, what we understand, though, is that a spokesperson for the Supreme Court itself said there is no policy against public prayer on the steps of the Supreme Court. So who's right here, legally speaking?
Well, I'm afraid they're being a bit disingenuous, because while the statute does not specifically mention prayer, it effectually bans prayer, because what they ban is the act of bowing one's head and clasping your hands. And so they consider that to be violative of the statute. So clearly, as applied, as they interpret it, the statute does ban prayer.
And of course, as you mentioned before, Nate, there is a provision right there in the First Amendment that says Congress shall make no law respecting first the establishment of religion and then the free exercise thereof. So if, in fact, this statute exists, which it appears to, how is it constitutional?
I don't see how it could be constitutional, because It is, and it goes right to the core of the First Amendment. Certainly the free exercise of one's belief, which of course cuts to the very tenet of Christian faith and many faiths in the act of prayer, and also free speech, because they're just talking among themselves. In fact, what happened here is they could talk among themselves, Greg, but then once they included God in the conversation, that's when the police officer stepped in. So there's really little question that their action here was plainly unconstitutional. And of course, the irony is, this happened right in front of the Supreme Court building. And so the Supreme Court has ruled time and time again that governmental entities cannot single out religion for censorship. And so you'd like to think the things that take place outside the Supreme Court building would reflect the decisions that take place inside that building.
So what happens next here, Nate? Is your organization or anyone else going to be challenging this law in court? Is this effort now more about making this story come to light? What comes next?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. Although we have heard responses from the Supreme Court police as far as how they've responded to the press, we have not heard anything directly from them. So we're awaiting a formal response from the Supreme Court police, and we're hopeful. We're still very hopeful, Greg, that they will recognize that Mrs. Rigo, these students, and every other American has a right to engage in quiet prayer in public areas.
Nate, very interesting story. Thank you so much for bringing it to our attention today.
You're welcome, Greg.
Nate Kellum is senior counsel at the Alliance Defense Fund, a group protecting religious liberties all across America. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.